The suit is a potent image. The classic silhouette of broad shoulders and a narrow waist elongating the body. It's become a power symbol in many countries around the world. But what happens if your body doesn't conform to those stereotypes? If you're a man born with gynecological hips and narrow shoulders, born even in a woman's body, you're transgender, and you want to present that classical male image. The New York tailoring company, Bindle & Keep, has been dealing with these questions since 2011, and the founder, Daniel Friedman, joined me from New York to briefly describe his process of making a suit, or as he puts it, a portrait in cloth.
When you make a suit, it's sort of like drawing, freehand drawing. You don't start with the head and then draw the head and then start with the arm and draw the arm. You sort of do a little of the face, do a little of the arm, do a little bit of the toe, do a little bit of the side, do a little bit of the hip. And you sort of, you know, you're sculpting it in a sense and getting your proportions right. That's very much how we do a suit. We don't focus on any one thing, which is actually can sometimes confuse the client and ourselves. But we're really going through the whole picture. So when we sit down and we talk to our clients, we always start with an interview. We always start with, okay, why are you here? Where have you shopped? What are you struggling with? That alone gives us enough of a picture to know, okay, how are we going to cut this thing? How are we going to translate our measurements to numbers? The way we look at it, you know, alterations are very important. Sometimes we plan the alterations into the process. The way I look at it is it's like writing a piece, or it's like doing a podcast. You get the most information you can, but then once you have it, then you kind of fine-tune it a little bit. Or you write an essay. You can't write an essay without editing it, but you don't know what you're going to write, so you have to get it down. And that's sort of what the suit is sometimes. This is more the art of empathy. So we're converting the struggle into a language, and that language is what comes out in a suit. Many times, we don't know exactly what we're building with the client until we get more information. And then sometimes they'll say one thing. They'll say one thing, and I'll be like, aha, I know where we're going with this. Sometimes we have to get in the story and in the story of their lives to then get that moment where it's actually they're not talking about the suit anymore. So everyone has a different way of looking at their lives, and we don't always know in, you know, the time that we have with our client to get into, let's say, 30 or 40 years of socializing to really understand exactly how they feel in clothing.
Daniel Friedman, founder of the tailoring company Bindle and Keep. We have a much longer version of that interview on our website. And if you'd like to find out more about the company and the work they do, you can watch the documentary. It's called Suited, and it's on HBO.